U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
This is continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
What do we think about putting it either around the vicinity of the consciousness of guilt instruction?
Well, my comment would be I'm objecting to the consciousness of guilt, so...
I know you are. It seems to make more sense in that area. So... I'm going to move it probably... before or after the consciousness of guilt instruction, somewhere in that vicinity. And if you have any strong preferences, you let me know when we get down to page 27, recognizing you don't want it at all. But I'll edit the impeachment to include a substantial portion of what the defense has requested and add in specifically the federal case. That's all I can tell you for now. We can to be continued on tomorrow if we need to discuss it more.
And I understand the court's not going to include the last 2 sentences, so I'll just lodge my objection.
Okay. So lodged. What's the next edit that the Commonwealth has?
Commonwealth has page 27.
What's the next edit the defense has?
27.
Nobody likes page 27. What did I do on that page? Let us see. Okay. That's COG. Who wants to go first with what I got wrong?
Your Honor, I would suggest here in the italicized language.
Yes.
In the course of the trial, there was some evidence suggesting that the defendant may have intentionally made certain false statements before his arrest, and that he may have taken steps to conceal the disposal of Anna Walsh's body. I would just suggest that should be tried to conceal the disposal of Anna Walsh's body. And in the...
Well, the fact that it was unsuccessful is something you can argue. I mean, there is some evidence that he may have taken steps, right? That's not inaccurate.
Correct, Your Honor. That's accurate.
But what do you want me to add?
I was thinking you could subtract some words and perhaps make it more concise, but that is certainly
all right.
Accurate.
So, what do you want me to subtract?
Rather than saying taking steps to conceal the disposal of Anna Walsh's body, it's tried to conceal Anna Walsh's body. It's not so much that he was concealing the disposal of it; he was concealing the body itself.
So you want me to taking steps to conceal Anna Walsh's body after death?
Yes, Your Honor, because it's the body itself. It's not so much the concealment of the body, but it's the steps to
conceal the body, not the disposal of the body.
Yes, Your Honor.
All right, that's probably more accurate. So under the Commonwealth's request, I would delete the three words, the disposal of.
Will you add the word tried?
What do you want me to add?
Tried. I thought I heard the Commonwealth asking for tried.
Commonwealth's content with how the court articulated the...
Well, attempted to take steps might be consistent with the evidence, but then that puts my thumb on it a little bit because it presumes... That was evidence of her body.
All I was responding to was the Commonwealth suggested the word tried. I think that is more consistent with what the evidence shows. I'm just talking about tried, not waiving any argument to the consensus.
All right, I'm going to leave it like it is with the removal of the disposal of. I don't like the tried part.
In the next paragraph, Your Honor, in the italicized, defendant did attempt to provide false information. I believe it would be did provide false information.
And there I got the language right in the second attempt in terms of what you just pointed out in the earlier paragraph. Even a blind... squirrel finds a nut every once in a while. All right. Any other edits to that consciousness of guilt instruction? Recognizing the defendant doesn't want it, and that objection is noted and lodged.
Are you done?
I think she's done.
So... once again, I refer to our prior pleading. And on page 4.
Yes.
I'm asking that be included. And I modeled that. Trying to find the citation. I modeled that after what I believe to be the gist of a supplemental instruction 9:22, and it's a district court. And the heading for that supplemental instruction that's included refers to where evidence is of it, where such evidence is of another crime. It goes on to say, I caution you in considering such evidence that the defendant is not on trial for, then it has a blank intent.
Right.
And that's what I do.
But now that I'm moving down the other section that we just discussed, which far more in a more detailed fashion addresses that.
You mean in the
Yes, because now that's going to sit right on top of this one.
Well, but I think that the reason I'm pressing this, notwithstanding so their instructions, because I think just the title alone draws attention to the jury where they're hearing a different instruction entitled consciousness of guilt.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that jury will take some language from a prior instruction and import it into this one. And it's important for them, my opinion, in our opinion, to have context for how they use so-called consciousness of guilt evidence. And the other thing is, when you talk about consciousness of guilt evidence, the case law is clear and the instruction says they can't rely on consciousness of guilt evidence alone. And I think it then, since we don't want the instruction in the first instance, at least it gives them better context for how to apply what they may deem to be consciousness of guilt evidence, especially where you hear all of these other acts. Yes, they will get the prior bad acts if you juxtapose it before that, before this instruction.
I actually think it's better right after it, as I'm thinking about it, because it leaves them with the... It puts them in that moment, and then you may not use it for this purpose. As you were arguing, I'm like, that's not going before; it should go after. Because
I'm just pressing this supplement, primarily based on this Model 9.
I'll go back and look at it, and I'm going to see how it feels once I've moved things around and how it reads. All right.
Okay.
And of course, you know this is coming, so you will, I am sure, as you all, I know you will. You're going to take those parts of my instructions that you want to highlight to the jury and put them in part of your closing arguments. And so you'll know where it is and you can point directly to it so that you highlight. I'm going to tell them, take all my instructions as a whole. You're going to drill them into the ones that you think best suits your client's argument, including this one. But anyway.
I may, but...
Or not.
Having said that, I guess I just want to ask a question.
Yes.
Does the court intend to supply written instructions?
So what I do is I don't give them a written instruction during the actual charge. And this is I'm a very practical person. I've been sitting on the bench now since 2017. And not once, and I'm not proud of this. There are other judges that do a better job at this. There's not once, no matter how many times I read this, no matter how many times you read it, there's always a wayward S that sticks in there, charges instead of charge, or some other less than perfect product as I read it. And I edit those on the fly, and I tell them, typically, it's my oral instructions, not what you put in the writing. I've never had something that's been a huge guffaw, but it could happen. I don't think it's going to happen in this case. But I don't finalize those instructions until after I've read it to them, made those edits. I sort of a running game I have with myself. When are you going to get it right? Exactly right. Hasn't happened yet. I don't know that it's going to happen on this case. There's always some little niggling little mistake. So I don't give it to them in writing when I'm reading it. I give them copies of the charge when the exhibits go back. And my practice has sort of varied over the years. I should just send in one because I want them around the table talking about the instructions, doing it all together. That became cumbersome, so I've now changed it. I usually send in 5 or 6 copies of the charge. If they want more, they can have more. I usually tell them that. But I won't give them, they won't be sitting in the box reading the charge with me. That's not how I do it, and that's the practical reason why I don't do it. I don't want to be backpedaling. I want to give them the best product, both orally and in writing, that I can give them. that that answers your question, that's how we'll do it. Now, you'll obviously have the draft, so you can read along. And I encourage you to point out my errors, despite my best efforts. You'll see me up there marking it up, as I always do. Maybe today will be tomorrow will be the case that I get it all right. Still trying. All right, what's the next page?
Your Honor, for the Commonwealth, not so much a page, but circumstantial evidence. I know the court has direct and indirect evidence in there at 23. Would the court consider also including circumstantial evidence in that?
What page you on?
Page 23.
Well, this is the plain language version of the circumstantial evidence.
Yes, Your Honor.
I don't have strong feelings about it. If there's some language you want to propose, I have used other language that refers to things as sort of the more old-fashioned language. This is direct evidence. The mailbox, postman thing. I've delivered that a number of times. I think this was this is the more modern version of that. But if you want to propose some language, I'm not adverse to explaining it.
I'm just objecting to any additional language, and I'll wait and see what they propose. But
all right.
I think this is sufficient.
It just talks about it in terms of direct evidence and indirect as opposed to circumstantial. I mean, it could be as simple as adding in sometimes called circumstantial.
Yes, Your Honor. With permission of the court, could the Commonwealth submit something later today?
Sure, that'd be helpful.
And if they do, which it sounds like, excuse me, I'm going to then add, just to let the court know, an additional language as for inference that hopefully will counter what they're trying to do. But I'm just giving the court a heads up. I don't want to send you something and you would ask.
How about if I just say that is indirect evidence, sometimes called circumstantial evidence, and then you don't have to do anything this weekend. I mean, not this weekend. It feels like this weekend. Then you don't have to do anything tonight. I'm going to suggest that, but you can do what you want. All right. Anything else on the instructions?
Not from the Commonwealth.
All right. I really didn't mean to set off there's a word that comes to mind, but it wouldn't be judicial, so I won't use it. When I made my comments this morning about closing arguments. So let me just say, I'm always trying to stay a step ahead of you. It's not easy. And so I did start looking at this issue a couple of days ago. And I'm going to tell you what the cases I came across and sort of where my preliminary thinking is with regard to this. And maybe there isn't an issue. Maybe there is. But let me just tell you, we all know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to give you some sites to some cases, and I'm going to tell you preliminarily where I think the line drawing is. And it's really preliminary, because I looked at these like 4 days ago. Oh, Tuesday, December 9th. So I guess it was just yesterday. It Well, no, that's not when exactly when I looked at them. I think I looked at them this week, and I sent them to my law clerk on Tuesday, December 9th, or vice versa. So anyway, here are the cases that I want you to take a look at. 2019, Commonwealth versus Ahern, 96 Mass App Court, 197. And that cites to Commonwealth versus Nelson, 468 Mass 1, a 2014 case from the SJC. And I also want you looking at Commonwealth versus Tavares, 27 Mass Appellate Court, 637. And in those cases, the SJC and the and/or the appeals court is really talking about this issue of improper burden shifting and avoiding that in closing arguments. And really, it seems to me the one that's the closest to this is a combination of Ahern and Nelson. And look at those cases. I'm not going to get into a detailed description of what I think the similarities are to those cases. You're going to see it when you read those cases. But it seems to me preliminarily that while the Commonwealth should not comment that the defendant didn't testify, that would be improper. It seems to me that they could point out that there's no evidence that Anna died of any natural causes. I read the pleadings that just came through. And if that is where the line is drawn, and you don't have to respond to this right now, I'm not, and frankly, the pleadings that just came through, I mean literally the ones that came through before the defense filed right before I came, went on the bench. I'm not sure where the allegations of reneging on a promise are impacted. But I'll qualify that by saying I read the pleading quickly and thought to myself, well, I didn't mean to start that. Back to how I opened this discussion. So, that's where I think the line is drawn by those cases. And knowing that's where I sort of am drawing the line, take a look at those cases, and we'll discuss it again before the opening, excuse me, before the closing arguments.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Just to be clear, I think what I'm, and we'll read the case, but what the court's saying is that you would think the Commonwealth could comment that something about there's
that there is no evidence that Anna Walsh died of natural causes,
and of course the defendant can make his. And just I just want to be clear about this because I think we might reach some common ground here.
That's what I'm trying to achieve.
and I'm responding to something that the Commonwealth represented. I'm not going to go into right now. So let's just stick to this, if we may. So if the government's allowed to say what I just said. And, of course, the defendant can argue there's no evidence that there was any homicide or any...
I expect you're going to.
I shouldn't be here, I suppose. But but I can, once again, recite the evidence of some unexpected death that came in there.
That's a little complicated because there's absolutely none of that that ties it to Anna Walsh. There's no testimony before this jury that ties sudden, unexpected death to Anna Walsh, is there?
Judge, there's, well, when the court asked me that, my response is the government's case is, you know, using that phrase you like to use, defense attorneys like to use, it's built on a house of cards suggesting that a homicide occurred without any direct evidence of a homicide. And so another causation of death should be fair game to argue, because it's equally consistent. And if, and you know, citing the Eremos and Koff, if you have two equally inconsistent propositions, neither have been proved by reasonable doubt, that there is no direct evidence of a homicide. And building on that, we've always said there's no direct evidence that anything that came into evidence, the acts of disposal, the acts of the use of tools, occurred after the death of Miss Walsh. So why is it that the Commonwealth is allowed to ask the jury to speculate based on their circumstantial evidence? And I shouldn't use the word speculate. Reach some conclusion based on nothing more than circumstantial, when there's no direct evidence of a homicide. And we can't, is the court...
They can met out their burden with that circumstance. The law is clear there. They can met out their burden purely with circumstantial evidence. They can. And their circumstantial evidence with regard to the death, again, are those breadcrumbs, and what they're going to argue those breadcrumbs mean from the searches to the evidence tree from the bags and other, you know, the other distinctions in the evidence.
All of which, Judge, as we've always argued and we will continue to argue, came after any death. And so the issue is, what is the manner of death? And we now have evidence that, from their own medical examiner, that death can occur suddenly, unexpectedly, without injury. And it's up for the jury to decide, if they can, what evidence do they have as to manner of death, when the real possibility, if not probability, is sudden unexpected death due to natural causes, as Dr. Atkinson testified. And it's equally it's equally inconsistent with a homicide. All we're saying is they don't have any direct evidence of homicide. So why do they get to argue it based on their circumstantial evidence, when their circumstantial evidence really only could only speak, might only speak, to conduct post-death, where the death was not a homicide?
They haven't. But there's evidence in the record before this jury that
there, I don't want to interrupt the thought process, but there was no objection whatsoever through the entire cross-examination of Dr. Atkinson. So all of that testimony is before the jury. It's not like we represented that, you know, we made some representation that we will present evidence later, and so we made it to...
So you can make an argument based on circumstantial evidence. That's what they're going to do in their case. I presume, I don't know what the Commonwealth's going to argue, I presume that they are going to draw a line between some of the evidence that was retrieved from the bags as being circumstantial evidence of things that happened before the dismemberment.
And I agree, they will.
So, for example, the slipper, the blood in the hair. I presume their argument is going to be that that happened before. That's circumstantial evidence, because once the foot covers are purchased, presumably they were purchased, there's a reasonable inference to be drawn, they were purchased to be used. And that's evidence of something that happened before.
I think that's an argument.
I think that's an argument to be made based on the circumstantial evidence that's presented. But so I'm turning to you and saying, If you want to argue to the jury that there was circumstantial evidence that Anna Walsh died of some natural causes, I'm just asking, what's the circumstantial evidence upon which you base that argument?
That our argument fundamentally would be that all of the evidence that the government suggests was evidence that was created in the context of a homicide, there is no evidence that it was not created after a death. And so if the, since the jury heard all about not only just the possibility, but the probability that there is sudden unexpected death, that the jury needs to decide for themselves. Could it have been sudden unexpected death? And all of that evidence that the government is arguing is evidence of a homicide could be only evidence of an attempt to conceal evidence that a person, and using the language in consciousness of guilt, a person is acting in a way not out of consciousness of guilt, but out of fear, or fright, or anything of the sort. So why is it that given the state of this evidence, we can argue our inferences that we believe the jury is allowed to make if they so choose, and if they decide that that evidence of concealment was evidence of a man reacting innocently and not with a guilty conscience, then how did Anna Walsh die? Maybe she died a sudden, unexpected death, and he tried to conceal it out of fear or fright, as is contained in the language of the consciousness of guilt. And so the jury gets to decide, and certainly the thrust of that argument is that it raises a reasonable doubt. And that's the evidence the jury heard.
Your Honor?
Listen, they may not want, I'm not precluding you from making that argument right now. And in fact, they probably want you to make that argument. I'll hear from the Commonwealth.
Sorry for interrupting, Your Honor. Your Honor, this started out with a motion that the Commonwealth not make any reference in closing to representations by counsel in opening statement. The Commonwealth does not intend a burden shift. The Commonwealth does not intend to refer to matters not in evidence. There certainly was testimony from the medical examiner talking about different ways people can die.
Uh-huh.
The Commonwealth is certainly entitled to comment on that testimony, which is in evidence. But the Commonwealth is not going to comment on the opening statement.
All right.
And that's why I was thinking we might find common ground here.
Sounds like we have.
Pardon?
Sounds like we have.
So as long as we're able to argue that a possible manner of death was sudden, unexpected death, I understand that the government's going to stand up and say, nonsense. And we're going to say, homicide, nonsense. Have we found common ground?
I think we have.
I think we're close.
Just keep talking. I don't need to be part of this conversation. I've directed you to the cases why I think they could say something short of commenting on your opening statement. And I've told you what I think they could say. And just be talking to one another.
Thank you, Your Honor.
So that there's no surprises.
There's always surprises.
That's true.
All right. And again, I did not mean to create a whirlwind of activity by my comments. I just think that the idea that they couldn't comment at all about the state of the evidence, I didn't want to leave it there. And maybe the takeaway is I should stop thinking about these things 3 or 4 days before they're going to happen. But you have the cases now, all right? Take a look at the verdict slip. It looks very straightforward to me. I don't think that there's going to be any edits or changes to it. Again, I'll finalize that at the very end, so you'll have plenty of time between now and then to look at it. How long are the parties thinking they're going to need for closing arguments?
No more than 45 minutes.
All right.
That sounds good, Your Honor.
So 45 it is. I won't cut you off in a case like this, of course. I have cut off in other cases when it's a two-day case and we're at 45, 47, but that isn't this case. And but just, I know you all have a ton of experience, but 45 minutes is about as much as they can take, effectively, in my view. So let's try to keep it to that. Well, we will be getting them fresh in the morning, which is good, as opposed to having, you know, a couple hours of evidence in the bank and they're already tired. That's all I have on my agenda. Anything that you need?
Your Honor, would the parties have an opportunity to see the next draft of the court's instructions?
Yes. So I will be going back and editing as consistent with what we discussed, and I will then create a new draft, and that will go out to you this afternoon.
Thank you.
And I know that maybe there's some other language you want, I'll consider putting that in the morning. So maybe 8:45 tomorrow, so that when the jury comes in, we don't have a big delay if we need to make any changes. And I think that's it. All right. Thank you. One other thing that I want to say is that you can be seated. I very much appreciate the work that you've done in the case to get the case in and tried efficiently on both sides. You picked what you needed to pick as your positions, and I appreciate the professionalism that you've shown on both sides in working with each other. And as I say, I drop into Norfolk County every once in a while as I drop into other counties. You and I, counsel, and I know that this is pretty much the routine of how the courts in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts operate day to day. There's nothing unusual about this case. The level at which you perform is the level at which I see when I travel county to county. And I appreciate the work that you've done on this case and will continue to do on this case.
Thank you.
All right.
Matters continue.
More continuous coverage in the trial of Brian Walsh from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today is coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process. From syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns, automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process. From syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns, automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.